Gareth Hart, and you've had many highlights in your career. That's right up there with them.
Yeah, like playoffs always sweet to win. I think that's the third now of one. Can't say which one's the best at this moment, but no, it was great to win. It was a very tough game. Drogheda really made it hard for us, and the pitch didn't help us at all. It was very heavy out there for both teams. So, to get the one in extra time is brilliant now.
Yeah. You got the early goal, which was great. You got the crowd behind you. But in the second half, they certainly had their chances.
Yeah, I thought we should have been 2 or 3 up in the first half. Second half, they came at us and they really pinned us back. Probably were the better team in the second half. But in extra time, he got a wee kick. Got a few stern words said to us. Came out, and then Harry popped up with that all-important goal.
And it was energy-sapping stuff. I mean, the pitch was so heavy and people could hardly keep their feet.
Yeah, we're sliding all over the place now. It's weather up this side of the country. The last month hasn't helped us, and that pitch wouldn't be the best for the wet now, but no, we stuck at it. A lot of sore bodies, but here you don't care when you win.
And just how important is it for the club to stay in the top division?
Oh, it's massive. Like, we want to play in the Premier every year. We know how hard it is. It's a serious standard, the Premier. We've seen this year what it's like, so no, it's great to stay in there. We'll enjoy the weekend now, that's for sure.
Well, Rafael Cartaro, this could be the end of your great long career, and it's nice to go out on such a winning note.
Absolutely, you know, like I was just saying there, it's my first experience of the playoffs, and to get the win that we needed to get to keep us in the Premier Division, you can't go out in a better high than that, to be honest with you. I've been lucky enough to experience both sides of the thing, up at the top end of the Premier Division and winning it and winning cups, and I've experienced the lows also with teams as well, so for me this is obviously finishing off on a high, and I'm really, really enjoyed the year that I've had up here, and I'm grateful to Ollie for giving me the chance to come up and Paul and Willie, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, and Ollie sort of lured you out of retirement, and you played your part in helping Finn Harps survive in the Premier Division.
Well, yeah, look, Ollie's, I've been speaking to Ollie for a couple of years, and this year, I always said I wanted to play for him, and I did. I said coming up here at the beginning of the season, I wasn't coming up to make up numbers and stuff like that, so I knew I had a little bit left in the tank, and look, I gave him everything I had this year to try and keep us up, and you could see tonight the character we have within the squad. Drogheda are a great side. You have to give them credit. They're a fantastic side. They've been flying all season. We knew going to Hunky Dory's Park that it was going to be difficult for us. We managed to get away with a 1-0 defeat, we were relatively happy with that, because we knew coming back to Finn Park it was going to be a different story, and we really hit them with pressure early in the game, and it worked out well for us.
And the real story about this great escape, I mean, Harps, I think it was the 16th league game before the first victory came, so it's been an incredible recovery.
Absolutely. Look, again, I'll say that the character within the squad, the togetherness, that's what gets, over the line. That's what gets you over the line in the end, and, it's not lads, goals that are going to be coming from one person. It's a collective thing, and like I said, that character that we had tonight, and those young lads there playing, Sam Todd and a couple of them that, they weren't boys anymore, they turned into men tonight, and that'll stand to them going forward now in their future careers, and hopefully stand them in good stead.